And that means it is time for sports. Let's bring him in, Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right, we're in that wasteland of sports called the first week of February.
Yep.
I mean, really, anything you read about in the papers or hear about on radio is going to be greatly exaggerated by talkers because there's nothing else to talk about. So,
well, that's true to a point, but there is something worth talking about where Major League Baseball wants to change rules.
What do they want to do?
They want, these are pretty ridiculous, a three-batter minimum for pitchers.
What?
A three-batter minimum for pitchers, a 20-second pitch clock. These are the more ludicrous ones. A draft advantage for winning teams and penalties for losing teams, and a study to lower the mound.
Okay, so let's take those one by one. Let's go with number one. Read it off to me.
A three-batter minimum for pitchers. Now, there's others, but these are the ones I think are the dumbest.
Stupid. Never. Go on. Number two.
20-second pitch clock.
Changes the game. Never. Go on.
Yep. A draft advantage for winning team and a penalty for losing teams.
That must have been put up by the Red Sox and Yankees.
And then a study to lower the mound.
A study to lower the mound, I mean...
Lowering the mound puts more strain on the arm, and you're only going to get more injuries.
I was going to say, you're trying to make... It's just leave the... It's the game. It's baseball. Don't
like I say a lot, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Change the channel.
Do what I
do with football. Don't watch it.
Compare this now. Compare Major League Baseball over the years, and there's been changes, but not greatly that have affected the integrity of the game. Take a look at baseball played in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and 2000s. Okay. Basically, it's the same game. There's a few different changes, protecting catcher and stuff like that. But this is it. Now, take a look at NFL football from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then compare it to now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different game.
Change is not good.
It's a totally different – yes, they still run the ball. They still pass the ball. But other than that, it's almost a totally different game than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at – how they revitalized baseball with the instant replay, and the one that I hate the most, and if anybody ever played the game, they can understand it, with the sliding situation into the bases, you could be safe by 20 feet, but if the guy decides to hold his glove on you and your body bounces, which it does when you hit the ground, and you come somehow off the base, for a few milliseconds,
you're out.
I mean, change is not good.
So there's that. Okay.
Yeah, this is pretty stupid. I was expecting to read that two strikes is an out and three balls is a walk. But I guess that's common.
That's another thing I don't like. I don't like the intentional walk just given.
No, throw the ball.
Throw the ball. Mistakes happen.
I've seen wild pitches. I've seen base hits.
Yep.
And I've seen home runs on intentional walks.
Yep. All right. Now, this is worthy of talking about. Nick Foles told the Eagles he's voiding his contract.
Yep.
And they're going to put a franchise tag on him, and they're actually going to trade him.
They're making a mistake.
I'm speechless. Speechless.
Keeping the wrong guy.
Speechless.
Keeping the wrong guy. Well, it's Philadelphia. Never said the teams in Philadelphia do things right.
Speechless. Honest to God.
Yep. Philadelphia. I mean, look at the last 2 years. They won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Who got them there and won it for them?
Yeah.
Nick Foles.
Yeah.
They stunk out the house this year, and who took over a quarterback?
Nick Foles.
So let's trade Nick Foles.
Well, it's amazing. It is really amazing. It's just
town of losers.
I know they're never going to trade him in the division, but the Giants. He would be a good pickup for the Giants.
Be a good pickup for anybody, unless you're the Saints or the Patriots or Kansas City. any other team probably would improve their quarterback by getting him.
All right, now I want you to Google it, see if you can find this audio clip. Last night the Lakers were playing.
Smacked.
What?
They were smacked. They got beat by 42.
They were playing Indiana. When this kid was at the foul line taking foul shots, Brandon Ingram,
mm-hmm.
The crowd was chanting very loud, "LeBron's going to trade you. LeBron's going to trade you. LeBron's going to trade you."
That's pretty good.
Oh, how sad is that?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I never seen any player with as much power as him, because you have to burp powder and change his diaper for him every so often, or else he throws a tantrum.
It doesn't matter what team he goes to. He's the one that runs the team.
Right now, if the season ended, the Fakers are going home.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I think. I think it's great. So, the Nets are coming back to earth a little bit. They lost three in a row, so pay attention to that. I think today or tomorrow is the trading deadline.
Yeah, yeah.
So expect if the Nets are for real to make some kind of a move.
Yeah, and expect the Knicks to try to get rid of their one more player.
If the Knicks have anybody that's any good, expect them to be traded.
Yeah, they do. They have, what's his name, still on the team? Gosh, I forget his name. Well, anyway, they have one more player, so he's going to be gone. And what they should do now, that they brought the team down to nothing, where they start over again, bring in a new general manager who knows what he's doing, because they have a chance now, because they have a chance where they can start to rebuild logically if they're smart right now. It's not going to happen because it's the Knicks, but they've got a lot of cap room. They've gotten rid of everybody. They're going to get rid of this last person. They're going to have a lot of cap room. They're going to have a high draft pick. Well, it'll never be a number one. They never get the number one pick. But they're going to have a high draft pick. Now's their chance to do it the right way. But we'll see.
But here's the whole thing, too. Who wants to come and play New York when you got one of the highest tax rates in the country? Right. Don't think that doesn't play into it. Yeah. When you're making mega bucks like these guys are, and the percentage that they take out, don't think that doesn't affect it. Because if you're talking the difference of 7 or 8% taken out or kept in, when you're talking about $30 million a year, that's a lot of bucks.
The tax rates in California are
I didn't say California,
no,
did I?
I know,
but I said Texas and Florida and other states that have a lot better rate or no rate at all. I mean, if you put Florida into the equation, Florida has no income tax rate. They have no state tax. So if you play in Florida, they take Zippo out of your check as far as state wages go. If you go to New York, what is it now, about 11%?
I don't know. But
No. 11% of $30 million is $3.3 million. If you could put that in your pocket instead of giving it to the great state of New York, they're going to put it in their pocket.
Nah, that's not the reason they won't come to New York. The reason they won't come to New York is because New York has stunk for so long, and there's no vision.
It's just another reason why you don't want to go to New York.
Ask
the people in New Jersey. It's like the exodus through the desert. They're leaving this state in droves because of income tax. Don't think people don't want to play here either. It's going to be a deciding factor. You watch.
All I can say is they've got a chance to rebuild the correct way now, and they'll probably screw it up.
There's no doubt they'll screw it up.
But it's a perfect situation they're in now to rebuild over the course of the next 2 years. Perfect situation to actually take the time to rebuild over the next 2 years.
My money's on the nay.
Well, probably, because now, no matter what you do next year, at this time of the year, if you start to build a team, you're going to have more than 10 wins.
you could have five blind guys playing and have more than 10 wins.
That's what I'm saying. You're now at ground zero. Do it right. All right, we're out of time, believe it or not.
Okie doke.
There's not much else to talk about, but we've got some racing this weekend.
Yeah, big races at Tampa, and I think the fairgrounds. I know there's two venues where they have some pretty big preps this weekend, so we'll be on it.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, Mike.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning. You're on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.